Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, chapter 221. The merit of sahwi and the desirability of dealing it, provided one does not fear the break of dawn. Wa anasin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala qala rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tasahharu fa inna fi suhuri baraka, mutafqun alayhi. As Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make sahwi, for there is blessing in it. Bukhari Muslim. And Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala qala tasahharna ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thumma qumna ila salat qila kam kana baynahuma kana qadru 50 aya mutafaqun alayhi. Has Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, he made sahri with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then proceeded to offer salat. Someone asked him, what was the time span between the sahri and the salat? He replied, the time that it takes to recite about 50 verses. Bukhari Muslim. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah qala kana li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mu'adhinan Bilalun wa ibn ummi maktumin radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah faqala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna bilalin yu'adhinu bilaylin faqulu wa ashrabu hatta yu'adhina ibn ummi maktumin radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah qala wa lam yakun baynahuma illa an yanzila hadha wa yarqa hadha muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, had two mu'adhins, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Maktum radiyallahu ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bilal shall call out the adhan at night. You shall therefore continue eating and drinking until Abdullah ibn Maktum radiyallahu ta'ala and calls out the adhan. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and Huma said, the time span between the two adhans was that one will get down and the other will climb up to call out that adhan. When Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فصل ما بين صيامنا وصيام أهل الكتاب أكلة السحر رواه مسلم. هذا عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه narrates, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the distinguishing feature between our fasting and the fasting of the people of the book, you know, Jews and the Christian Ahl al-Kitab, is the partaking of sahri. So sahri is full of blessings because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fi suhuri baraka." So what's sahri? It's that meal, food, or drink a person takes with the intention obviously for fasting the next day. And what's the best time? Will be the last portion of the night, any the time closest to Fajr time, because it shows more abdiyat that a person. He doesn't say, oh, I'm so powerful that I can stay hungry very long. So a person until the time when Allah says, now you cannot eat, that's the Fajr time starts. Huh? And look, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much was it? 50 ayah. So right now I read the surah about that much. Well, that was the time that the person, they would have their sahri, or Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and his azan, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala's azan, two mu'azzins, one for the tahajjud salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two mu'azzins that he had. Hazrat Bilal was his main mu'azzin, who gave azan everywhere, every time even suffer. And then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala, two mu'azzins were appointed. One used to give azan for tahajjud, and you still hear that in Medina Munawwara. When you go, you hear this sometimes for people who've never been there before, first time, they start going to the masjid, and they're waiting there for an hour, mashallah. And they think that it's Fajr Azan. But it's actually, it was Tahajjud Azan. And that's why many times you will see some people coming back from the masjid at that time to do their suhoor or whatever. And then they'll go back at the Fajr Azan. So this is still a practice today. But this was Rasulullah's time. And how long was it? And what was their sahri? Because their sahri isn't like ours. Like, okay, tea, coffee, this, that, rice, this and that. 3-4 dates, water. That's it. Like, at the time of iftari, huh? When the muazzin calls the adhan, and by the time he comes here for ikamah, you see that we're here. So that was there, sahri too. Understand? See how in 5 minutes, by the time, like the sunset, then we quickly eat, by the time the muazzin calls the adhan out, then we're coming for maghrib salah. So that's the way their sahri was too. That by the time one goes up, another comes down, and that's the way they So this, don't miss it. Don't ever miss it. So some, and a person doesn't have to have a whole bunch of stuff. He just has one glass of water with the intention of sadi. He's done. One date, one fig, one biscuit. That's done. And when's the best time? So if a person has a ma'amul, then he should keep it. He should do, like for example, he wants to read certain amount of tahajjud, certain juz of the Quran. Then he should read all that. But then also make sure you do the sahri at the last time. Like for example, if a person follows the other timetable, 5:31 today. So 5:30 or 5:28, finish your ma'amul at 8. And according to the Medina Masjid timetable, 5:51 time started. 5:51? Yeah, 4:51. 4:32 was the other time, and 4:51 was the other time in Medina Masjid. So until 4:50, a person should eat. Or say he's praying tahajjud in that. And then just quickly do your salam. So 4:48, 4:49, do your salam, and then have a glass of water with that intention. So you say you woke up at 3 o'clock. You woke up at 2:30, and you had tea, you had some other stuff. So that's over an hour before the time finishes. So what you should do is just before the time is going to finish that you follow, then you should have sahri that time. So you've delayed it to the maximum. And iftari, you have to do it straight away. And sahri, you do it the latest. They say that what's the best time to do sahri is the latest part, yani the part closest to the fajr time. That's the best time to do it. And it shows more abdiyat. Abdiyat means as a servant that you're in need of food and you'll eat when Allah says you can eat, and you'll stop eating when Allah says to stop eating, and then you'll start eating as soon as Allah says to eat. And that's iftari time, when you break your fast. So that's the way a person will follow the sunnah in the perfection. Allah enable us to always have this blessed meal of sahdi, the pre-dawn meal.